This is Carrie with the Prime Spot Radio Show, TPS. When I broadcast from the college campuses at Cal State Long Beach, I was heard over local cable TV. I used to promote the Postal Service. I wouldn't say how much the express mail was, but I used to sometimes do my radio show in my uniform, but that was really cool. And back when it was the premier product, we get from point A to point B, rarely would it not be on time. But things have changed since 2020, and I don't blame it on COVID. I'm sorry. I described things prior, but this is my whistle blow. So I gave out the two zip codes in Long Beach, 90814, 90804. That were compromised over 10 years ago, actually 5 years before I even reported it. And so since those zip codes are out and my coworkers and I, we all still talk, we're proof. If you can work on Long Beach first, and Long Beach and Signal Hill, actually, that's totally surrounded by Long Beach. It's the only city in the U.S. It's totally surrounded by another city. Rome is, or Vatican City is totally surrounded by Rome. So we have something in common there. But, I mean, Signal Hill would be a really cool city to, I mean, yeah, a city or town to start off a model post office. And just, you know, we got to get those 5 stars on Yelp, right? Or whatever. But I have ideas on the post office. I don't dislike the post office. I just think it's great. And there's a lot of really good people that work there. But unfortunately, a lot of really good people that came into my position, do they really want to be part of this racket? I mean, they left. They have integrity, or it's not integrity. I don't mean to blame anyone for, you're supposed to do what you're told at the post office and grieve it later. Well, I have, you know, feedback on that too, but there's a way to really, once we get it back where we're trusted again, it's got to be after Louis DeJoy leaves. I'm sorry. He's got to be out of there. So the topic is informed delivery. What you don't know about informed delivery. Well, first of all, informed delivery has been around, I guess it was 6 years ago when it started. And I remember getting an odd phone call from this guy. He said, you know, I'm getting an email. It's really odd. I'm getting an email every day showing me pictures of someone's mail and their address is where I used to live. And I go, well, how long ago? Did you just move? He's like, no, 7 years ago. And I said, well, can you see any of your name in your mail? He said, no, it's all been transferred for years. And so I connected him to Texport, told my supervisor, you know, I don't think, let's see. Yeah, back then we had this board at work, the change agent board. Oh my gosh. I put so many, I've been trying to improve the post office since I started, and I've worked here almost 29 years. Started out in Seal Beach, California, was told it was cream of the crop post office, or like the golf club, country club of all post offices. That's what they, Bobby Church hired me. So Bobby Church, I heard, wound up some disgruntled post worker, tied him up in the back room or something, but he lived through that, and he was real cool. And then I worked for Steve DeRossi, and Steve DeRossi was, you know, oh gosh, but, you know, he listened to me. I would just say, Steve, look at the common sense. And that's how I got through my work, basically, is common sense. So I have great things to say about, you know, Seal Beach and my supervisors everywhere throughout the post office that I work for. I was lucky. I happened to leave carrying mail right when eBay and Amazon started. As a matter of fact, my radio show, The Prime Spot, I used to promote getting things from point A to point B. So when I saw Amazon's logo, I'm like, oh my gosh, That's like something I would envision for a logo. So back when SEO, before we knew what it was, I mean, I was at the Sky Room and someone overheard me say the prime spot. And he worked for the airlines and he was from Hawaii. He said, every time I put in Long Beach, your website would come up and things to do and thank you so much. And I said, no, I bet the Blue Cafe was the other website that came up. It was pretty funny. So anyway, informed delivery. So that was the odd phone call that I got. And then when the pandemic hit, do you remember all of the stimulus checks that went out? Well, all of a sudden, I follow the script kind of in a conversational way, but I ask questions. I want to know what's going on. So when someone calls in and they think they're the post office phone number, you know, and they're calling in their area, they'll say, yeah, do you have my check there? And I'd be like, your check here. What do you mean? Oh, my check, my stimulus check, or they'll say the government check or the COVID check. I would say, I wouldn't ask for a tracking number on that one. These didn't have tracking numbers. That's why when I was asking, I was trying to figure out in the beginning. And then when they said, I go, well, how do you know it's out for delivery? I mean, we give things 5 days if it's first class, you know, a letter from point A to point B, and then we would create an inquiry here. And how do you know it was sent to your, how do you know it wasn't returned to sender? And they say, well, I could see it in my email and it's out for delivery today. And I go, but you said it's your old address. How long ago did you move? And these are people that have moved from their old address where they had informed delivery. But when they moved, either A, like me, when I did a mail-in change of address 2 years ago, it didn't work. Maybe they didn't have a credit card or debit card in their name and they couldn't do it that way. Or maybe they don't want people to find them. Sometimes people are running, you know, from creditors and they just change their address. But imagine you have a house that's worth $500,000, $1 million, say it's a few million. And you had people that lived in there that went bankrupt and they need money. And maybe they were high on their game and something happened, you know, lost all their money in an investment, right? Glass-Steagall Act. I'm kidding. All right. So they lose their money. I just say that because that term is, it makes me think of Dominic DeJoy, who sued his brother because Lewis tricked him out of the family business. And Dominic, I think I mentioned it in my prior thing, mentioned Glass-Steagall Act. So anyway, all of your financial mail, you move in, all of your important mail, everything you have, everything's fine. Your mail delivery's perfect. You don't even know what informed delivery is. You never learned about it. You never had to go onto USPS.com or call in. And you're just going along your merry way. And if somebody did a change of address for you, they are making changes to the change of address. And I sure hope it's easy for the elderly that don't have a credit card or debit card or don't have a computer, and the poor people, or like in some states, if you're a registered sex offender, you can't use the internet. People that only use cash, if they're not able to change their address because they don't have a credit card or debit card, or say these millionaires that, you know, went bankrupt, they move, they don't change their address, they can see what they still get their email. It never gets suspended. Your informed delivery email gets suspended when you do a change of address and our computer realizes that you know, you did one and you'll actually get an email. It's really cool that says, you know, we notice that you have a change of address. Your email has been suspended. Follow the directions if you want to move it over to the new address. So it was just really odd, and I've been holding it in since the pandemic checks have been coming through, and I'm just letting it out. I mean, we're supposed to tell every caller to sign up for informed delivery. I didn't trust it at first, but, you know, after hearing until basically 2020, I would say, well, how, you know, when they weren't getting mail customers for a few days, and it could have been due to lack of staff and everything, I would ask, how long have you had informed delivery? I would go off script. And what is it like what you see is what you get? You know, the old Flip Wilson and Geraldine. And usually I'd get a laugh out of the old timers, but yeah, usually it would be perfect. So when that started not jiving, and then I was getting answering calls where, and I just figured this one out. A few days ago, I was talking about Shuffled, how I shouldn't have ever gotten hired at the post office. But when I took my carrier test, the person didn't shuffle things. We were told to shuffle when we go to lunch, because when we come back and we have to case all that. And I'm like, it was, you know, had to do here. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're in a row. Oh my gosh. And my trainer comes up and pats me on the shoulder, you know, and I was telling somebody, you know, it wasn't shuffled. And so then I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm not dishonest. I didn't do this. What do I do? Oh my gosh. And so then I thought, well, maybe it's even a test of my honesty. Who knows? So I raised my hand. I said, yeah, that was like three quarters of the way in order. And she said, well, it's up to you if you want to take your test again or not. And of course I said, no, I was the slowest caser. I would case three, I would sort three letters into the workspace. Workstation. And what are they called? I forget. And three letters later, I would go, that didn't feel right. And I would look at it. And sure enough, I must have dyslexia. So anyway, yeah, I shouldn't have been hired. And I even had a typo on my application. So the fact that I believe it was Bobby Church called and said, come on down. So anyway, that is my my whole story. And, you know, I'm just getting it out there. So my next video or audio, I should say, is going to be about tips if your ID has been stolen, your identity theft. And I really appreciate my boss at the call center. I'll have to do a little audio on 1-800-275-8777, the USPS call center. It really is, you know, it's got to be one of the best departments within the post office. I mean, best run, I would say. All right. So I'm going to sign off on that, but it's what you don't know about your informed delivery. Now, when people call in, and I tell them if they've lived there for a long time and nothing funny is going on with their mail, informed delivery is good. So like I said, because if somebody does a bogus change of address on them, they would be notified right away. Otherwise, if you're listening, well, it used to be if you didn't get mail for a while, I would check to see if your address was involved in a forwarding, even a temporary forwarding, a bogus temporary forwarding. But that's a whole other subject. There's a tool that either nobody's looked into its existence, so it's not in the training manual, or for some reason I got in trouble for resolving all these change of address inquiries, seeing that they were going in opposite directions, because we only are supposed to use the tool if we know the new address, which sometimes I could do that if their mail is by mistaken forwarded. For example, someone moves out and they put in family and they should have just put in individual, because the other family members with the same last name stay back there. But I don't know if I'm going to do, you know, well, yeah, it's just things could be perfected. It took that change agent board. Let's see. I'm thinking I was posting 3 years up there saying, please change the word in tracking. If it's not out for delivery and it's while it's in transit, it's in transit, but do not say scheduled delivery date unless it's express. You need to put expected, what is it? Expected delivery date. I believe it was finally changed. Just one simple word. I was told by my first supervisor, I've had two there. They're both great. The first one, though, said that anything within the post office to make any change, just think about it, a big ship turning around a big ship. It's not quick. Well, I'll tell you, 3 years later, I said, how long does it take to turn a big ship? Because the word wasn't changed. And then COVID came and it just blew that whole theory because we were handed a laptop and told, go work. We need to change that right away. I could tell you about all the calls, but I'll tell you when I start talking about them, it's really hard to talk about all these people that never before even had to think about their mail. They got their letters from coast to coast delivered in their hands or mailbox. Oh, I have to talk to you about hands. Don't hand, oh gosh, these people that don't have postal experience, don't hand mail to a carrier. People, They're saying, oh my gosh, May 12th, they really, OIG, USPS, OIG puts out the new policies and mail your mail inside the post office, inside the wall unit, or hand it to a carrier. I do not suggest handing it to a carrier. You're not even supposed to be close to a carrier. Okay, unless they're asking you to sign for something. We get calls in about that too. How the carrier's rude. And I'm like, well, where are you? Oh, standing there waiting for my mail. Okay, don't do that, please. I didn't like it when I was sorting mail. There were some really nosy people trying to see what people were getting in the mail. I'm sorry. Can you stand back over there, please? So, but some people, some carriers, you know, they don't have good communication skills. They got the job. They like working on their own. And believe it or not, some carriers, you think they're listening to something, but they don't. They just want to concentrate on their job and they're wearing earbuds or whatever that are just silent. So anyway, I'm going to sign off here. And let's see here. There was something else I was going to talk about. That was my next. Tips. Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you for listening and have a great day, night, lunch, breakfast, or dinner. Bye.